Hello, everybody. This is Pam at the Paper Outpost, and this is the Paper Outpost YouTube channel. Yes, it is. Can't remember where I am. Okay. Am I on a podcast or am I on a video? I am on a video today. And I was blasting through some scraps and I came up with this little cutie and I thought I would show you guys how to make it. It's very easy. It's a little window booklet. And let me just give you a clip, actually. Let me do this. Yeah. A little close up. Pretty simple concept, right? But it did help me go through some scrapbook paper that I have a giant pile of over there that I never use. And inside here, I adhered a field guide with some mushrooms on it. And over here, I put some, these are from my digital kits. I believe it's vintage butterflies, but they just happen to fit perfectly there. So on there they went and the colors kind of coordinated. So, and I thought it was a woodland theme. You might find butterflies. You might find fungi. So this was fun. And my challenge to myself was, getting this circle to punch in the center. And I am going to show you how I did this one. And then I'm going to attempt to show you how I'm going to make this without the tool. Okay, so the tool is this guy. It's a paper punch with a big fat circle-a-roo. And let me give you the, I think it's a 3-inch, but let me double check. 3-inch circle. Okay, now you could work with any size circle and make a window. They would all work. I just happened to grab the big one because I thought it might be fun. But let's give this a go. Okay, so I have, did I say I'm going to make this after without the tool? And we will see how that goes. But there were certain things using the tool. It had a few constraints with it. You think your life's going to be easier with the tool? Maybe not. Maybe not. So let me show you the difference. Basically, I just thought of a solution to my concern with the tool. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, so let me just walk you through it. Okay. So I have like piles of, you know, scrapbook paper here. So let's just use the same one. We'll make a similar one. And so you get the idea on this. Okay. So I'm thinking in my journals, they're generally maybe 6 inches wide on average, 5.5 inches wide. So I want my embellishment to be thinner than that. It's okay if it's a little thicker, but I like it to be a little thinner than that. So I'm thinking in the, let me just officially measure this, is about just a little over 3 inches, like 3.25 inches. So between 3 and 4 inches is a good size for a piece of a embellishment for me. So
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am going to go ahead and fold this to the 3.25 inch mark. So let me just make a little mark. I know I don't want to do this. I don't want to measure, but I think I had to measure on this one. Actually not. I think I just figured out a way not to measure it. Okay, let's do this. Scrap the measuring right now. Throw away that ruler. Okay, here we go. Here's the way not to do it. We put our circle on first. All right, now I would think that one 12 by 12 paper is going to make two of these. Okay, so I'm just going to kind of see where this goes. And really, I'm okay with where it lands. Now, the thing is, this butts up here. So there's only a little bit of room over here. So that was the limitation with the tool. But let's just punch it and see what happens. Let me go a little higher. Okay. So we got one. All right. We'll just do one for now. All right. So now, this might be much better than measuring. Okay. I know that I have only this tiny little amount there, okay? So now I'm gonna fold this over and I only want a tiny little amount here to be like that tiny amount on that side. So that was kind of the tricky part. So you just gotta sort of fold it tiny. Yeah. And when you cut pretty close, then you just line up this with the edge, okay? And then everything, it didn't come out right. Line up the edges and fold from there. Okay. and then head east. Oop, come on, east. Nope, go flat. All right. Don't fumble me now. All right, here we go. We're going. All right, then we're there. Okay, yep, and we lined up there, so that's good. Okay, so now we have that. And now I just have to decide how tall my little guy will be. And here, I'll try and do all this on camera so you don't miss an exciting moment of me cutting paper. All right, who moved my cheese? I'm looking for my ruler. Does anybody see it? Not the little one, I need the big one. Oh, come on, where'd it go? Can't be over there. No, it's gone. Yep, totally gone. Okay, I'm going to use something else because I really don't need the ruler itself. I just need a straight edge. There, I have discovered my straight edge. Here it is. Da, 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 da. Okay. And I'm just going to cut this as tall as I want my piece. And I would say this one is, let me just tell you, let's go for maybe 6 inches tall. Okay, so that would be from the 3. Oh, I don't like measuring. Okay. All right. So I am just going to use a craft knife because I'm already on my craft mat, and I'm just going to cut this. Going slow, making sure everybody is watching where the blade is, retracting the blade after we're done so we don't cut our fingers off, and we don't want that. No. Okay, so there we go, and I have that, and now I'm just going to cut down here and cut that piece off. Okay. Now, yep, this idea came from, I got to use up my scrapbook paper, and what can I do with one of these guys? I don't know, I was just thinking about this guy today. He just seemed like everybody would probably have one of these, or, you know, it's a very expensive imported piece of equipment, but I'm guessing you might have one, or your Dollar Tree might have one, or your neighbor, or your brother, or your sister, or something like that. Grab yourself a circular paper punch. And, all right, so now we have our base. So, the next thing that I did, let me just use my bone folder to crease this fold so we are all nice and flatty flat. Okay, there we go. Feeling better about that. Okay. Oh, it's warply. It'll flatten out in the book. that's what I tell myself. Okay, so let's just reverse this so we have a nice crease here, and I think that will help the flatness of this come up flat a bit. Yep, and we can see where it's not folding exactly flat-a-roo, and we will fix that. Okay, so we have areas of not exactly flat-a-roo. If you have that, like little bits sticking out, you can just trim that off after, and then everything will look hunky-dory. Okay, so go back on the original fold. And now I'm going to put something behind this. And let me just grab something. Okay, so just getting a new idea here, but basically the same concept. I'm going to go ahead and glue down this background paper that I have. I believe this is my EcoPrint DigiKit, but you can use anything. You could use more scrapbook paper. For example, you know, you wanted to use something like this, that would look kind of cool. Or you could use something, you know, like something from a field guide, that might look kind of cool as well. But you probably want to go lighter in the center because the background on this paper is darker. So I would recommend doing contrast, like lighter in the center, dark, or light, dark. Yeah, just so things pop a little better for you. And you could kind of orient. Actually, that's kind of pretty with the geese, isn't it? Yeah, that's sort of pretty. But let's go with this. And actually, maybe we can do something with that. All right, I'm going to glue this in because it's long enough to cover the entire area. And today, I'm using art glitter glue, wet white glue, good for paper to paper. Has a good grab, a nice little nozzle on the end, which makes you can distribute just a little eeny beeny. Can you see? Let me move it closer. Yeah, just a too close. Sorry, back up a bit. All right, back there. A little eeny beeny bit of glue. That's all you need, but you need to cover the surface. It doesn't run around. And I do recommend a good finger tool maneuver here, just to take it to the edges so that your edges are, you don't have paper peeling up on the edges, which is a disaster. Okay, here we go. Going down. Now, I want to be just to the right of the spine so that it doesn't get stuck in the fold, but it does cover the area. Finger tools to adhere. You can also use a brayer to smoosh this down. There we go. All right. So now we have that. Isn't that cool? That's very cool. Okay. Now, I would say let's cut that off. Yeah, let's just do that. Okay, let me grab my, where's my funny thing? I think this is a quilting square, am I right? Probably not, probably has some other official name and I know not of it, but it has a very nice sharp edge and I can cut alongside of it. But you can use scissors or your guillotine or any cutting device to just get this the right size. And we may want to trim these edges again at the end just so everything is all pretty. But just to get our working space done here. All right, retracting like a good crafter. And all right, so now we have that, and that's kind of cool. Now, I could just leave this like that, or I could put another image to be the focal point, and I think that's what I'm going to do. Okay, so let's find a focal point image. Hold on. Okay, I found an image, and this is a butterfly image. I printed out one of my DigiKits in black and white, and I think this is like vintage digital kit number something, and I'll have to put the link below. But so I just fussy cut that out, and I thought that would be kind of cool to put on an angle in here, contrasting with the pretty colored background, the black and white. You could do any image you want in here, of course, but that's just an option, and I'm just going to maybe ink it up a tad. We like to do, get it to pop a little bit, maybe looking a little vintage, a little antique-y. All right, there we go. Okay, that's kind of cute. Now I could make that as the main focal point and leave that as is, and that would be just dandy, or I could translate it down and put something here. I could also put it straight. Straight would be fine. Maybe straight, huh? Yeah. All right. And it's okay if it's not totally revealed, but I think this one is totally revealed, but it just happens to fit. So we'll go with that one. All right, so let me just glue this little guy down. All right, again, using the art glitter glue. You can use any glue you like. I just like the little tiny applicator on this. And okay, you know, links down below if you're looking for anything. Here we go. Oh, we're going straight. Okay, here. Yeah, okay. There we go. Not straight. Okay. Never is in my world, here, right? Oh, no, kind of low too. All right, well, that's all right. We'll just, it's where it is right now, so we're just gonna say we're living with it. Yeah, I might put something up there, like maybe it needs a stamp. I feel like it needs a stamp or something, so let's put a stamp on it. And let's put number 27, because that's an awesome number. And number stamps are really fun to work with because they, I don't know, they just add sort of, I want to say a specimen, logging sort of, whoop. Ah, that went flying off into my lap. A specimen sort of feel. Okay. 27. Oh, it's very serious. Yes. This is specimen number 27 of the documentation of the butterfly olithic, collection that at the museum. And we're very excited to present to you butterfly. Okay, so basically what I did was I've got equidistant here, and you could totally go ahead around and decorate this at the end, or you could just leave it as is. And what I did was with this one, I went around and I grabbed some scraps because, you know, I'm loving to use up my scraps and I'm feeling so good about it. And there's so many things you can do with your scrapperoos. I just went to town and I did this. So let's see if that will look good. Actually, I kind of like the way that contrasts. Let me do it on the next one, okay? All right, let me, and I will show you that technique. Where are we time-wise? Okay, let's finish decorating the inside. Okay, so I did some inking to knock down the whitishness of all this here. Whoop, nope, back up. I rounded the corners with my crocodile corner chomper. Yep. And you'll find that, okay, now this is the time where you want to make your edges straight, because see how we have a little bit of overlap there? This is where you come in with your big guns and you straighten everything up. So you look for overlap. If you have any, you could use this on the guillotine, would be the fastest, but working on hanging out with you guys here. So, okay, where's my thing? Okay, here we go. I'm just going to trim that off. Carefully, gently, never taking your eye off the blade, slightly angling your cutter this way so you stay close to the edge. And the bottom okay. Yeah, everything else looks all right. Okay, we're done with that. Great, retract. Good. Okay, so now we're on the, we're gonna be inking. And some brown ink I am using, Vintage Photo. And now I'm gonna whip out my crocodile corner chomper and I'm gonna chomp it. And somebody mentioned that they were having difficulty with their corner chomper, and I'm thinking this is why, because the corner chomper Remember to pull out your wings. That's number one. Okay, one of my wings broke off because I dropped it on the floor, but it still functions just fine, so didn't stop me. But if it's like that, you won't be able to get the paper in, so make sure you open it. Number two, once the paper goes in here, if your paper is really flimsy or thin, it won't cut well. Sometimes you need to put a piece of paper behind it that's a little thicker to have it have something to grab onto, because this is actually designed to cut through quite a few pieces of paper at one time. So it's like a bulk chomper, I would say. So if you're finding you're having difficulty with that at all, just put a stronger piece of paper under it, like a piece of junk mail or, you know, scrap, whatever you have, and that should help the process. Okay, so let's ink. All right, here we go. And we're inking. And the brown, the vintage photo, contrasts very nicely with the white and the black. I think it gives it kind of a cool look. Here we are bringing in the vintage, bringing in the old world. This is not necessary. This is superfluous fun. Yes, just randomly happening here at our will. And I'm going to open it up and I'm going to do some inking here to amplify what we have. Okay. All right. Just going around the edges. Inkaroo. Don't forget to do this back fold crease. This is always, I don't know, it just takes it to a new level. It just makes it look complete and old world and super inky. And I think it's really cool. See how you get that? I don't know. There's that effect. Kind of cool, huh? Yeah. And now I would also recommend, maybe you want to do this, maybe not, but it's up to you. Just go around and ink the edges of the circle, and that will soften the white as well. Now, okay. There's 101 things that you could put here. And I think what I'm going to add is, I might like to add some nature's phrases to this one. Now, I could do, you could put pictures, words, numbers, quotes, poems, stickers, anything. Maybe a sticker would be good too. Let me grab a sticker. Hang on. Okay. All right. I'm going to do a sticker, I think, in this corner. It's because we're on the butterfly theme with this one. And I found this little... Okay, I'm going to attempt to separate the sticker from the backing. This is the very technical part of this. Okay, we see separation. We're expecting success with this operation, and we succeeded. Yes, yes, we can move forward with our crafting. Thank God. Okay, well, where are you going to fit? You want to go a little angle? It doesn't have to be on an angle, but because this one is this way, and that one's a little off kilter, it kind of distracts the eye to, oh, what's going on over there? There's something a little odd over there. And it might be intriguing to look at. But you can also do uniformity, and that's also very interesting as well. Okay, so now... I would say, let us add, I don't know, here's a nice quote. Maybe they want to put the quote on the front. Do they want to put the quote on the front? Maybe, huh? Yeah, okay. All right. How about wild and free? That's a nice one. Yeah, let's just use that one. Wild and free. All right. Just tear it out there, and you can cut these out, tear them out however you like. You can straight edge ruler tear them. You can cut them with fancy scissors around them. Use them, you know, at your heart's content. All right, here we go. Inking edges. And then we'll be deciding exactly on placement of this little guy. Okay, now options. Here, 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 here. Okay, different things there. Here, here. He looks naked here. I think I need more there. I think I might put there. Yeah, that's what I think I'm going to do. Wild and free is going to live there. I'm going to get my Scotch Create glue stick. This is the one, my favorite glue stick. It just works well for me. You'll find your own favorite glues and all that kind of stuff. You go through, you know, the more you craft, the more you experiment with stuff, and then you try things on for size and you decide what you like. Okay, so we have this, and oh, don't do it, Pam. Oh, she's going to do it. I have returned with my Nouveau drops, and this is the color Crystal Drops. Can you see that? Crystal Drops? Where is it? Oh, there it is. Crystal Drops. Okay. And this is a white, basically. Kind of an off-white, but that's all right. So I just thought I would maybe give this a emphasis on the spine coming down. Don't know why. It doesn't make any sense. No rhyme or reason, but I'm just having fun here, just showing you how you can amplify these up a little bit. If you want to add extra little doodads, you could add, you know, bling, or you could add sewing, or buttons. I mean, all sorts of things you could add to these. Okay, so this is what I did. Yep, see. Okay, so back out again. Doop. All right, and you know what? I can't decorate that now because this is wet. Way to go, Pam. Way to go. Well, why don't you just move on and show them the other technique you were going to show them and let that dry, and maybe we can do it then. Okay, we'll do that. Okay, putting that back together, covering the glue, or else it'll go all rubbery on the top, and then you'll have to slice it off, and you don't want to waste your glue stick. Okay, so I'm putting that over there to dry. Here's the other one. Okay, so now here is my unattempted before, but trying it on the fly technique of how to get a circle without a circle punch. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab something that has a circly bottom. Okay, here's a circly bottom. That's kind of close to that other size. And now I do have the freedom to decide where I want to put my circle. I don't have to stay as close to the edge because this moves. So that gives me some freedom, right? Okay. Let me do it this way so you can all see what I'm doing. Okay, so I'm going to put that maybe here. Maybe I want this one a little wider. Yeah, maybe I do. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to go around, light little pencil. And I attempted to cut a circle out earlier and it didn't really come out very well, but I didn't try this. Oh, look at that. I got half a circle. I didn't try this technique, this age-old technique. If I can show you the other paper of my ridiculous attempt at cutting out a circle, which was, where is it? I came in from the center. Oh, here it is. Yeah, my idea was draw the circle and then start from the center, cut out and start cutting around. And actually, it's not a bad technique. And I just gave up on it because I got frustrated with my edge was not pretty, because I'm not very accurate when I'm trying to fussy cut. I try, I like slow down, I focus, I watch the where the scissor tips go, I follow it, and it still comes out all honky wonky. But okay, let me just show you. This is me fussy cutting. It's disaster pants. This is why I got a circle punch, because I'm just not good. Okay. Okay. So that's what I get. Okay, this is with the punch. This is Pam attempting to do a circle, okay? So I don't know if that happens to you, but here's my thought. This may not work at all, but we're going to give it a try. I'm going to fold the paper. Yes, it will put a fold in, and I'm going to have to kind of figure out what halfway is, which I don't know how to exactly figure out what halfway is, because I'm going to have to eyeball that. Well, that's not going to work very well. Well, I don't know if that's going to work. But the idea was fold it in half. No, I don't think that's going to work, because I don't know if I'm even on either side. I guess I could look at my circle and decide where the halfway point is. Decide, like that means anything in geometry. Let's just try this. Does that look like halfway? Let's say we say there. I can't even draw a straight line. Okay, let's try that. Let's just see if it works. What the heck? But I will show you this technique on how to put those little dotties on there. Okay, folding it in half. Oh, let me get you closer so you can see. All right, folding it in half. Let me tilt down so you can see better. Okay. And now I'm just going to attempt to fussy cut just following straight as opposed to coming out and then doing the turn. I think doing the turn was hard for me. So now I'm going to attempt to follow this line. Smooth cut, turn the paper, not the scissors. I don't really know why I'm already off the line. And not bad. But when I put those little circle dotties, that will cover the edge, the disaster of the edge that Pam makes. Yeah. So there, if I don't have a circle punch, I got a circle. Okay, that wasn't bad. Let's see how bad the circle is. Not bad. Hey, let's look at it this way. This tells reality. Yeah, not bad, eh? I mean, you know, the only thing is you do get a fold mark there. So I don't know if you really like that, but now you can kind of look at this distance and decide how far you want the fold to be. Probably equidistant would be good. You could measure it or eyeball it, and we'll go for a big fat eyeball right here. Okay. There. All right, so this one came out. Oh, I can't find my ruler. Here, I'll just measure down here. Hang on, I'm right back, but I'm right here. About 3 3/4 inches. Let me back up so you can see what's going on. 3 3/4 inches. And I'm just going to do that. And then I'm going to cut this off. Okay, where's my thing? There it is. And then we'll do the little the paper thingies around the edge. So what I wanted to show you is if you do not have the tool, don't let that stop you. Never, never, never let lack of a tool stop you. You're a crafter and you have it in you to figure out a way around it, how you can do this without the tool. Yes, tools do make things easier. And also if you're mass producing things, tools really do make things easier. But if you're just, you want to make one, see if it's your thing, you're trying this new craft on for size, you don't need all this stuff. Okay, so this is what I did. I had some leftover craft paper, a little thicker than regular paper, not super thick though. Doesn't really matter what it is, it could be thin paper too, but just a smidge thicker does help because you might overlap and hang over the edge a bit. But I took the handy dandy, very expensive foreign tool and I started punching out circles. So where are we time with? Yeah, okay. Okay, here we go, this is it. All right, and then you also get this cool negative that you could use too. So it's like you never ever get rid of any of your craft scraps ever. They just eternally live with you and multiply in your craft scrap basket. And it's like bliss and a nightmare all at the same time because you can never get rid of stuff. It's always there, but you know what? It's kind of nice because it's always there. And in these times of, self-imposed lockdown, hiding from strange things out there in the world, I am learning to love what I have. I have reduced my outdoor shopping. I only try and go out when I really need something, and I wear my hazmat suit. And when I drop stuff up at the post office, the post office where I am is the main post office, and they have an area where you can go and drop off boxes without interacting with anybody, which is kind of nice. You put them in this big box bin and you can just run out the door. Yeah, so that's what I do. Okay, so now the application. Okay, now this takes very this is very technical. Okay, so pay attention. All right, we're gonna grab our glue, and it can be any glue pretty much, but something that you can draw a little line, and don't go too far. Maybe do a quarter of a circle at a time because it does dry. And you should probably use clean water and a little dipping thing for this, which I really should do. Yeah, because probably would just dip with my finger. But okay, we got a little water there. Okay, yeah, we're all official and hygienic today. Okay, here we go. Grabbing that and placing. Can you see? Let me zoom you in. Okay, grabbing because my finger's a little wet, and then just overlap a smidge. Okay, so now this has turned into a craft with me, because that means that everything slows down and it's real time, and you get the, if you can click off and like, oh my gosh, she's going to glue all those right down here. Yep. Because I want, it's on my finger. That happens. I want you to see the whole process. Okay, so grab, no, you're wet. Get re-wet, little daub off. Pick up the next one. Can you see? Am I off screen? No, okay. And once you kind of, There's a strange zen-ness to this. I thought this was going to be really annoying, and I actually really liked it. And I would akin it to rug hooking. You know what I mean? When you just get in there and you're hooking, and it just seems like you're never going to get done that project. This was probably back in the, good morning, Holly, back in the 80s or something when I was rug hooking at some point. There is a zen quality about doing this. I can't explain it, or at least it's what I feel. Hey, Hall Bears. Now, Holly has had pre-video bribe snacks, but he knows when Mama starts her gum flapping that there is something exciting going on in the other room. Yep. And he just wants to be part of it, so... thank you for your patience with my lovely little feathered friend. And, okay, now I'm gonna do another quarter. I'm checking to see if I'm in shot. Yes. Okay. And now did I run out of, no, I still have some. So I might have to do a few rows of this. You could pick any color. I would recommend maybe starting with a contrasting color, so it's visually popping for you, which might be instantaneously satisfacting. And you can be satisfacted, in several ways, this being a quick and easy project. This also is an exercise in monotony or frustration when you get the glue stuck. Oh yeah, now here, see, yeah, you get the glue stuck on your finger, and then you're chasing these things all over the place. And then your glue dries, and then you have to go put more glue down because you fell behind, or somebody called, or you got distracted, or the dog came by. Yeah. Okay. All right, so here we go. Oh, more water. Okay. Yeah, you probably don't want to use like tongue to finger wetting here, because you know, in these days with all the viruses and everything, just keep your fingers out of your mouth. You know what I mean? Just keep it clean. And all right, we need more of these. Great timing to put the glue on, Pam, while you have to go and punch these. Ready? Okay, we'll just punch a rama here. Boom. Don't cut a finger, but these aren't very dangerous. I've never had a personal injury with a paper circle punch before, but you know, anything could happen. You could lose an eye, so you've been warned. All right, here we go. Yeah, a few more. All right, here we go. Time-wise? How are we? Time-wise? I can't read that. Wait. Oh, 29. All right. So basically, this will give you a nice little frame. And why the frame helps? The frame helps if your circle is not perfect. Okay? So that's really what I'm trying to show you. If you don't have a circle punch, you don't have to do this. Or if you just like the look of this little roundy roux framey thing, you can do it even with the circle punch. Okay, now I'm getting all off kilter here. You need to go, and I'm going to show you. Okay, so I see you get one of those areas where you sort of missed it. You can just go in, random pants, and grab another one. Oh, you need a little glue on the end. There. Okay. And you plop it right on top. Okay. And it's going to look like it was planned the whole time, you know, pretty much. Maybe I could put another one there too. But let me just show you that one. Okay. Yeah, it'll fill in the gaps. So don't be too worried if you missed, like, one didn't layer, because you can go back over and give it that layered look. See? Okay. That first one was a little there. Oh, look, I can fix them. Yeah, I fix you too. Oh, look. Yeah. Okay. Oh, he's knocking his food out of his... I just heard a bunch of parrot food hit the floor. All right, back here doing this one. And what else can I tell you? Oh, I got some new DigiKits available in the Etsy shop. If you haven't checked those out, check them out. I've got some Christmas vintage ones and Christmas words and some other words like dream thoughts, wishes, hopes, blessings to play with. And also, what else? Foreign booklets and what else? And something else, two words. Did I say five? Maybe I said five. Maybe there's one more. I don't know. But fun things to play with if you like those sorts of things. And if you're looking for any supplies, check out my Amazon store below. Always get the best price you can for stuff. But if you're looking for details on the items or something, or a place to find them, that might be a place to look as well. Okay, so there you go. And honestly, the fold to me is not that bad. You might not like it. It might be hideous, and you might think, no, I can't do it. It's not perfect. And that's okay. But I don't mind it, honestly. And now that I'm going to jazz it up in with all those other extra fun things that I'm going to do to it, I think that's going to totally distract from any, maybe we'll even do it this way. Can you see what I'm doing? I think so. I'm going to round all the corners with the chomper this time. And maybe this is going to be more like a big card. So, yes, I think I got in the explanation. My video is going to cut me off right now. So Holly and I and the Lovebirds are going to say, remember that fun can be simple. My videos come out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday at 7 a.m. Eastern time. And back up so you can see what we made here. Okay, there we go. And podcasts, which are audio, come out Tuesdays and Thursdays. And they're free to listen to. And also sign up for my monthly emailed newsletter link below. You'll get all sorts of interesting things like a free digital image monthly, as well as some junk journal tips, checklist for supplies, and note from the bookmaker. So you can find me on most social media platforms, Instagram, Pinterest, Etsy, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. And remember always that fun can be simple. You don't need a lot of supplies. You can figure out a way around it if you don't have all the tools. So I always want you to remember that. And create with reckless abandon, everybody, and go have a fun day. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.